Hey, what's up, coach? Welcome back. Recently, I uploaded an episode about the path to $500,000 in sales in 3 years. If you missed that episode, go listen to that before you listen to this, because like this is kind of part two of that kind of. And today it's about what do $5,000 clients smell like? Right. Maybe it was a year or 2 years ago. I can't remember. I've done so many episodes on this podcast now. I talked about meeting with one of my friends, and he's talking about he knows what his clients smell like. And what he meant by that is like he knew everything about his clients, what cars they drove, what neighborhoods they lived in, what schools they went to, what they like outside of sports, where they go shopping, like everything. And what we need to know here, though, if you're looking to close $5,000 clients, you need to know what they smell like. You need to know everything about them. Because $5,000 clients that join your program are much different than clients who are looking for a deal, or they're looking to negotiate with you, or they're looking to pay you back next month, or they're going to skip tomorrow's session and then try to get a makeup session with you the day after. Like $5,000 clients don't do that. But here's what they look like, right? And I'm going to give you an example, right? I'm not going to say the person's real name, but I'm going to give you an example of a family that I worked with. I'm just going to call them the Jones family. But this is exactly how they were. I remember so vividly on my sales call with them. I was charging, it was actually more than $5,000 for the year. And they signed up for my one-on-one program. And I remember on that call, I could tell how committed the parents were. And here's how I realized that. When I had my sales call, I was talking to the mom and the dad. Right? I wasn't just talking to one of them, I was talking to both of them. And I could tell that their daughter was struggling with something that not only did I know I could help with, but they knew before they spoke to me that I was good at solving that problem. And for them, it was worth way more than the amount that they paid. I believe they invested, it was around $7,500 that year. They were in my program for 2 years. So like total, I think they invested around 15 grand, right? But on that call, the thing that I realized was, you know what? They are a perfect fit for what I do. And over the call, they were asking a lot of questions. I was really prepared. Like they knew it was a big investment, but guess what? They were referred by someone who's already gone through my program that was suffering with the same sort of problem that their daughter was. And here's the awesome part about it. The Jones family, right after they signed up, I told Ms. Jones, I said, hey, Ms. Jones, send me over your travel schedule and send me over the season schedule. She did that within 5 minutes. Right. And I remember very vividly after they signed up, the dad texted me. He was like, hey, Ben, thank you so much. We're excited to be a part of your program. Well, we can't wait to be at your next session. If there's any questions you have for me or anything else I can do, let me know. Now, let me tell you something. Clients who invest very small amount of money don't do what I just did. They're not sending you their travel schedule. They're not sending you their game schedule right when you ask them. They're not thanking you about being part of your program, even though they haven't even gotten the results yet, right? But this family was. And I remember so clearly our first like real session after the evaluation. I always show up early to my sessions. Right? That's a fact. I've talked about that so much on this podcast. Like I always show up early. I don't like show up like stumbling around 30 seconds before my session starts. I don't do that. I show up early. And that day, the very first like real session we had, I show up and I look over and Miss Jones' daughter, let's just say her name is Sarah. Sarah is over there warming up literally 5 minutes after I get there, which is about 40, 45 minutes before the session starts. She's over there working hard, over there like ready. She didn't show up with her flip-flops on, like chasing butterflies. She was there, ready, had all her stuff on. Before we even started our session, like she already had a sweat. I mean, she was sweating. She was already working hard. And it was awesome because like as I was setting up for the session, I kept looking over and I was like, this is so different. This client is so different than clients that I trained in the past that were not nearly as committed. And I knew the reason why is that, like, number one, the parents took it way more serious. Mr. Jones and Miss Jones, they knew it was an investment. There's a difference between an investment and just paying for lessons, right? Big difference. Way big difference, right? And over the next 2 years, it was like that. Every single time we had a session, they'd always show up early. Every single time I'd go watch them play, they'd always introduce me to other parents. Like that family had, at that point, had given me so many referrals of clients that would pay the same amount or more than what they were paying. Now, these types of clients are way different. If you're not dealing with clients like this, you need to start working with clients like this. Because not only do they respect you more, they take you more seriously. They show up, they do the work, and guess what? They get the freaking result. That's the whole point, right? Like, the reason why I charged a high premium for my program is I was solving a very specific problem I know no other trainer in my city can solve. And that's a fact. And they knew that too. And I've given this example before, but there's a big difference between a brain surgeon and a doctor. Right? There's a big difference between a specialist and a generalist. And the more you specialize, the higher premium you can charge. Solving bigger problems. Right? Solving big, big problems. There's a reason why brain surgeons probably get paid a lot more than doctors, even though doctors still make a lot of money. Right? Now, here's a couple other things that they did that were different. When it was time to make a transaction, they weren't questioning anything. They just went through my process. They did it all online. They weren't complaining. They weren't negotiating. They weren't asking, well, can you do this and this and this too? Like after they became clients, they weren't expecting more of my time. I told them straight up, when you join my program, this is exactly what you get. You get this, 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 this. Here's when I'm going to be free to talk over the phone. Here's when I'm going to be free to come to games. Here's when I'm going to be available for our sessions. Here's what happens if you guys miss a session. Like, it was an incredible relationship with them over those 2 years. Now, why am I telling you this? It's because you should have clients who are like this. You should have clients who are investing more. You should have clients that are taking you more seriously. And lastly, you should have clients who are getting the result, right? And how much more enjoyable do you think your business is going to be when you have clients who are like the Jones family? They show up early. They're telling other parents about your program. They're not grumbling about money. They have already paid up front, or they're paying quarterly, however we set it up. That type of client is so much more fun to work with. And I know how it is. As a coach, you feel so fulfilled when you get to work with clients like that. And you feel like garbage when you work with clients who are the opposite, because you feel like they're taking advantage of your time. You feel like they don't care about getting better. And guess what? They don't respect your time, and they don't care about getting better. when you're charging a very low amount of money. So here's how I can help you here. When you send me a text at 210-960-5771, I'm going to talk to you for 10 to 15 minutes. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Like, the way I help coaches, just straight up, if you don't have any clients, you can't get my one-on-one help. Like, that's just how it's going to be. If you don't have any clients, you cannot get my one-on-one help. If you do have clients, you might qualify depending on how well your business is doing. Like, you, I think for sure can qualify for a group coaching program depending on where you're at with your business, how you are with money, how serious you are. But if you don't have any clients, go check out my startup business program. If you do have clients, text me at 210-960-5771. And shoot, if you have just any questions, just text me. But I know if you want to work one-on-one, I work with coaches now one-on-one that are already doing over six figures. Like, they already have clients. They're looking to make tweaks. They're looking to implement the high ticket sales that we talk about here on this podcast. And again, that stuff I do not believe is suitable for you if you do not have clients yet. Unless you already have a huge list of contacts that are interested in training with you, which is very rare for someone that's just starting a business. So that's it for today's episode. I really hope this content helps out. Do me a big favor here. If you've been listening to these episodes and you haven't left a review yet, leave me a review. I don't care about vanity numbers on our podcast, but I do care about this. Like, I want the podcast to grow. I want to help more coaches. And iTunes, like, the way they reward podcasts and the way I get in front of more audience or more coaches is by you leaving a review. So if you found any value from today's episode or any of the hundreds of episodes that we've dropped on this podcast, go leave a quick review. I would love to see that. And that's it for today's episode. See you later.